Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
45, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Jordan Fiegel, Manning Master Control, bringing us back with Pink Floyd and Money, the unofficial theme song from Mark Rosa, as we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir. I presume you heard the great debate between Dave and I, and somebody texted in with my analogy and said, why would you ask the navigator about fuel? That's the flight engineer's job. Maybe he was wounded. Yes, that's exactly what happened. He took a piece of flak in the shoulder. And Mark, you used to be in the Air Force, didn't you?
Army.
Army, okay, I'm sorry. So, that's what happened in my World War II example. That's what happened. So you heard about 401ks, and to fill the audience in, if they just tuned in, Dave Cohen says, you know what, and neither one of us are going to retire soon, unless you've heard something, but that if you hang on, you're going to get more shares at a lower price, so in essence, it's going to benefit you long term. I'm saying, nope, this plane is losing gas. I'm freaking out. I'm going to take a little bit out, and I'm going to put it in a gas can just in case. Your thoughts? The floor is yours.
Well, first of all, for our listeners, anything that involves mutual funds, the term dollar cost averaging is never far away. And that's what Dave was in essence explaining. It's like when something drops off a little bit, your next contribution is in essence buying more shares because the price of the shares are cheaper. Then when it goes up, well, you're buying less shares because the price of the shares have risen. But over time, the market is up 70% of the time. So he's saying if you could resist the urge to fiddle with your account, I think that's what you were proposing for your account is fiddling. All right, you're going to get in there, you're going to start messing with something right now.
Taking out maybe a fifth of it, and putting it into something safer. Not that I'm going to retire anytime soon. Only that I can watch the news and not panic that I'm going to lose it all.
Well, the other part of that, Tommy, I thought we had some segments that we had some words on this, and it's like what I found. I only had where I'm currently working, that's where I have a 401k. And the years before that, I didn't have that. So within the last 18 years, what I have seen with people is they're not taking enough advantage of the 401k company. There's a company that manages the money. Your firm can't manage the money. There's a company behind that that's a firm hired that manage the money. They're the trustees, and they can dispense advice, and they can assist with somebody who has investment-related questions. That shouldn't come from somebody within the company because there might be a conflict of interest. So it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But very seldom do some people reach out. But to answer your question, I will hear about somebody saying, well, look, I'm going to take it out because I'm really not comfortable with what's going on, or something's happened locally or nationally, whatever's going on globally. I'm going to take the money out. I'm going to put it in cash. And my counter to that is, why don't you keep it in cash, roll it out from where it is. It's probably in a mutual fund that has stocks in it, bonds, or both. You could reduce that part of the holding and just keep it in a money market fund within the 401k.
Okay.
You take 10 grand out, you take 20 grand out of the 401k. Well, you add that to your income. It hits at the marginal rate. You pay taxes on that. When you just said, I don't need the money and I'm in the same boat, I don't need the money.
Oh, wait,
but
we all need the money.
What it is.
Hang on, Mark. We all need the money. That's a relative term, right?
It is a relative term, but okay. You don't need the retirement money today because you're working.
Right.
And you said you're not retiring anytime. Now, if somebody says they need the money, really need the money, I want to do something with it, I want to travel, I want to enjoy the money, okay, you take it out. That's added to your income for the year that you take it out, and you pay tax on it. So as many of the retirement products, the IRAs, the 401s, the whole idea was, no, you're going to start taking it out when you retire, and that'll be your only income, and your tax rate should be less, and that's the whole idea, the theory of these retirement accounts. But if somebody say, well, you know, no, I make $100,000 now, I'm going to take $25,000 out of my 401k, and I'm going to do this, this, and this, that's okay. The $25,000 you take out is going to be taxed at the highest level. It's going to add to your 100. That's going to be 125 for that year. And, you know, that could be, you know, I don't try and think about the tax code. It might be 25% taken out of that extra 25. So if that was your only income for the year, it would be taxed at a much smaller rate. But it just for everybody that's thinking right now, you know, stagflation, that's a word that's starting to be used a little bit more in the current economic environment. The Fed is fighting hard to try to get us to a soft landing. I think that's going to be very difficult for them to engineer because they overdid it. So now they've got to overdo it, kind of putting things back in a position that we want, the meaning low inflation.
All right, Mark, we got to take a break here. But let me just ask you this when we come back. Riddle me this, Batman. Why is it that even though you're buying more shares at a lower price, if it was at 500,000, and I'm just picking a number out of the air here, and it goes down to 250,000, then when it comes back, it goes back to 500,000 and a little bit, but during that 4 years, the inflation has eaten you up, and that seems as though that's the way it works, but you can explain when we come back, and I'm getting text asking that exact same thing, dollar cost averaging aside. 7:51 more with Mark Rozo when we come back. Right now it's time for WWL traffic. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. 3 minutes left with Mark Rozo, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, as we help you manage your money. Text comes in, great plan, Tommy. Sell your stocks when it's low and then buy later when it's high. Leave your 401k alone. Let it come back so it'll be there when you need it. And I have no plans to retire quickly, Mark, anytime soon, Mark Rozo, but quickly, it just seems historically what happens is it goes up to this big amount, then we have some kind of crash of one area or the other, then it comes back to where it was, but in the meantime, inflation's eating you up. Tell me where my story is not valid.
Well, right now, inflation's eating you up, and I think that's going to be short-lived because the Fed's going to do everything it can, and it has the power to do it, and it's not going to be nice. It's going to be fairly painful. Well, it was extra gravy getting up to this point because money was fast and loose, and over the past 3 years, the S&P, the Dow is up 71%, 71. So we're giving some of that back. If you want to keep some of that, like I'd mentioned, if you're taking it out of the 401k, then the taxes are going to come in and so forth. You can move it within the 401k. Tom, we started a segment on how to pick an investment advisor. Anybody that has a 401k, you have one, and it's seldom reached for. Just know that anecdotally. People seldom want to chat with those people and run some ideas by them and say, well, we've got a menu of choice here inside of your 401k. We've got several different mutual funds. We've got several different investment selections, including cash, including a money market fund. So if you're so inclined, you can't take it anymore, you're moving it from one of your funds into cash until I need to step back a second. That's very real for people to feel that way. I need to step back. I just need the money not to move. It's not going to go up while it's in cash. It's not going to go down while it's in cash, but it's in the 401k. So it continues to have potential growth for your retirement, then that's the idea of the product. But it's just choppy times right now. You got a generation of people who hasn't seen inflation in any consequential amount.
We only got a minute left. Let me tell you, we only have a minute left. Let me end it with this.
Yes,
the problem
yes.
is with the 401k I'm looking at, it's like that's more money I thought I'd ever have in my life. And then when the news yes. comes on and you see a terrible day on Wall Street, you think, I'm losing it. I'll never get it back. But you're saying stand strong, stay in it, look long term, and everything should be okay?
Yeah, we could. Yes, and we could pick this up Monday and talk more about it, because it's a subject on a lot of people's minds right now. The wealth effect is kicking in a bad way, meaning the wealth is being reduced. So that's where these conversations really come up quick. But let's do Monday.
Let's re-adjourn Monday. You have a nice weekend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure as always. Mark Rosa, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We'll talk about the legislative session when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.